Welcome to the Rod of Iron Podcast, season number 2, Fundamental Baptist, breaking down discussions, dogma, and daily events. I'm your host, Pastor Bruce Mejia, First Works Baptist Church, and I'm joined by the fundamentalist in our church, Brother Hightov Masian. We have Brother Marco Sanchez, and we got a new guest with us tonight, and that is one of our church members, Brother Cody. He said Hawk, but the right way to pronounce it is Hauk.
That's right.
So call him Cody Hauk.
Your last name isn't Hike?
No, thank God it's not.
Yeah, that'd be pretty rough. I'd have to get my name changed.
I know.
Brother Cody Hauk is with us tonight. And so this is the episode number 1 of season 2. We took a bit of a break. You know, we had a couple things going on. You know what I mean? We had the holidays, got our church bombed. Had to just kind of... new president, stuff like that.
Little things.
Yeah, just little things like that we had to take care of and kind of wait till the dust settled a little bit. But we are in our new building in a new podcast room. This room is awesome, right?
Yeah.
Remember the old other podcast room was like, man. Looking forward to a great first episode of the Rod of Iron Podcast. Really, we're going to be discussing all the events leading up to the church bombing. And so a lot of people have been asking about that. And some of the details of what happened. Not everyone has all the information. And so we're going to be talking about that and the protest. And who knows, whatever comes up in the conversation. And so looking forward to a great evening. Amen.
Amen.
Yeah.
You guys ready?
Let's do it.
Let's discuss. Get started. Amen. Dun, 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 dun.
Oh, you never seen that commercial? Like, so it was like, I forgot what it was called, but it was like a commercial. Like, it would be like, you dial this number and they'll send you a ringtone. Basically, you pay for like $5 for a ringtone.
I remember the days when you had to pay for a ringtone.
Yeah.
It's like if you wanted like Power Rangers or something like that, you actually had to pay for that ringtone. Phones have come a long way.
Yeah,
since
you got
the
a
90s.
New phone today.
Mm-hmm.
Marcos.
And this new chip in my hand, so that's pretty cool.
Yeah, what do you guys think about the Amazon? What is it called? Amazon One? No, is that what it's called?
A1?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah.
Is it Amazon One?
A1?
You got Why don't
internet.
You look at it?
You got internet, bro.
Look
He's
it
just
up,
like,
man. He's like, yeah, I think so.
Yeah.
Sure, why not?
I wish we could look it up somehow, but
yeah, it's Amazon One.
Okay, so you guys heard about that new Amazon One?
One World Order.
Yeah, exactly. You just freaking stole my snipper, bro.
That's what we were leading up to.
I was supposed to say that. Look at that.
Dang, and it's the right hand too.
That is the right hand right there.
Imagine doing the forehead.
Look, play it. Look at this.
I do too.
That's where it starts.
Yep. I have like 3 IDs right now.
Look at this. Well, she has it on her left hand, but they're just trying to, you know, integrate it.
Well, it's probably
the left is not far from the right.
Yeah, it's probably inverted. So. That's pretty convenient, though.
Look at that.
Well, she's a good citizen,
hey,
though.
Yeah,
I mean,
she's a good Samaritan. Yeah.
He dropped his chip.
Yo, Cody, that kind of looks like you, bro.
Oh,
what was
isn't that?
That
the Satan thing?
No, that means I love you. That means I love you.
Nah, that's a Satan thing.
What in the world? Simply by being you.
That one was on the right hand for sure. Did you see that? That was
I
on
mean,
the right hand for sure.
Even if it's on the left hand, it's still taking you closer to that.
See, look, it's even pointing right.
Mm. Mm. Look how many likes. Oh, no, you can't see it. Or you can. Just click on the actual YouTube, and then you're going to see. Look how many likes does it have?
Oh, you already disliked it.
Yeah, that was me. How many likes does it have, Eli?
Can you read it? They took it away, I think.
No, they didn't.
No, it was
there. It was there.
It was 1,100.
You lie. Yeah. You have one job. You had one job, you lie. Put pause. All right. It's pause. Okay. Now, so it has one, what? Oh, no. It just says like and dislike.
No,
oh,
not,
they did take it away.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
What? Okay. So.
But the comments are all.
Read some of the comments.
Hey, what's going on, you lie?
Yeah, just go home for the day, man. It's been a long day.
It's been rough.
Yeah.
It's been a rough day.
All right, just forget it. Forget it. Anyways, I'm gonna go off of memory here, but from what I remember, that video had like 1,000.
There you go. There you go.
Yeah.
Maybe you should be the evangelist. I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding.
Hey, we moved on from that, you lie. I don't want to read
Daniel, Daniel Ally?
It says, let's see. Oh, it says, this comment section gives me some hope that there are still people out there who know the Bible. God bless everyone. And
is it a chimpanzee? Jay Ramirez?
Yo, it says, oh, look at this one. Putting cheerful music and nice animation won't make up for losing your spirit and being cast away from the protection of Jesus for eternity. Hey, at least that person knows that when you take the mark of the beast, you become a reprobate.
Yeah.
Actually, Zoe is does it says Greek meaning equals life. That is true. So the way you say life in Greek is Zoe. Isn't that interesting? Mm. You're giving your life away.
I mean, I just
think
gave.
About that. That is the so, mark of the beast. Yeah, that is the mark of the beast, basically. Yeah. But it well, no. Let me take that back. It's not the mark of the beast. It's the precursor to the mark of the beast. Mark of the beast is found in Revelation chapter 13, verses 16 through 18, I believe. And that's only going to be implemented in the last 75 days. So here's the thing. This is probably going to be implemented in the United States, obviously, because it's in Amazon. And in fact, scroll up, Uli. If you look at it, how old is the video?
September
29th, 2020.
All right, I'm out of
so
here.
This is something that's already been... I mean, they've been promoting it since then, what right? The? So if they've been promoting it since then, it's going to catch momentum within the next couple years. But the mark of the beast in Revelation chapter 13 is worldwide.
Yeah.
So basically, it needs to succeed here so that all the other nations will accept that. In my opinion, the mark of the beast is not going to be something that's enforced upon people. I think it's going to become the norm within the next 10 years as far as that technology is concerned. And then that way people just transition into where you can't buy or sell if you don't have the mark of the beast, the number of his name, the number of the beast, the number 600, 3 score and 6 on you or whatever. So it has to be like normalized first to society. And Amazon's trying to normalize it. But, I mean, there's people who are like completely bucking it though. So that's a good thing, right? What are your thoughts? Oh, yeah, look, see? 1,100 likes, 4,400 dislikes. Ain't that interesting? And only 140,000 views.
Wow. Hmm. It's and like not even that yeah. popular of
it's
a
funny
because
I just barely found exactly. out about it like last week when I sent it to you guys. I just barely found out about it.
That is so crazy. Isn't that interesting?
Since September? That's already, what, like 6 months?
Think about this. 50 years ago... You know, people, or let's say 100 years ago, Bible-believing Christians who knew about the mark of the beast, they never would have thought this technology would have existed. They're like, if they would have seen a cartoon like that, like, what in the world?
Yeah.
Well, you hear about, like, some Baptists in Baptist history, like, they would say, like, the crucifix is the mark of the beast. They would say something like that.
Dang.
Like,
how they even come up with that?
I forgot. It's one of those Baptist history books. Wow. Like, they got all the crucifixes, and it's the group that got all the crucifixes and burned them.
The Paulicians?
I think it was the Paulicians,
or
yeah.
the Donatists. It was either the Donatists or the Paulicians in Europe. Don't the Armenians come from the Paulicians?
I think Paulicians come from Armenians.
This guy, bro. Why don't you go ahead and speak into that mic, Hike? Or take
but
a
I
hike.
I suppose like every generation kind of surmised what it's going to be.
Yeah. But what did you say? This generation has it the closest? I mean, we have something like that.
Yeah.
For sure.
Isn't that crazy?
I mean, they have a commercial for it now. It's like, I mean, to be honest, like, yeah, like you were saying, like, it's not something that's going to be forced upon. It's going to be something that's like, you know, be convenient. Like, for example, like a couple months ago, my car got locked at an AM PM because I was trying to pay for gas. And then automatically my bank was like, oh, just use Apple Pay. And I was using Apple Pay for like a minute now because you can just scan it at the pump now. You can just scan it wherever you go. I'm like, this is super convenient. It just made me realize, like, man, the mark of the beast is going to be really convenient.
Bro, yeah. That's really convenient right there. Just your hand.
Just
you don't
got to
bring anything.
Yeah.
But you kind of wonder, like, so when you do that, like, thieves, or what if they just cut off your hand and just use your hand? do they use? Your fingerprints? Or there's actually something in your hand?
It might be like your whole hand that it uses.
Well, you think about it, like the chip that we use in our phone, in our cards, like it doesn't have an old battery or anything like that. So it's just like you know, you can just scan it, or like the tap cards. Mm. Yeah, so it's probably something like that. It just like uses like very low voltage, or like uses like whatever voltage the.
Well, doesn't your body create voltage?
Yeah. Yeah.
Or energy or power.
And it can power the ship.
Yeah. So that Amazon with Tesla.
Well, infrared too. Infrared
Neuralink,
technology too.
Elon Musk with his chip that goes inside the forehead.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And the brain or whatever. The frontal lobe cortex. Mm-hmm. You can see how that can work. You know.
Well, they got infrared technology too, because at work I use like just a card, and there's like a scanner up like right here now as I'm driving, and it's already reading the chip from inside my car. So it's like it just uses infrared technology.
So I think like the majority of the world, this is going to be normalized, you know, leading up to the end of the world. And when I mean the end of the world, I'm talking about like the beginning of sorrows.
75 days.
Yeah, the last 75 days. It's already going to be normalized. But during the last 75 days, it's like basically it's going to be just a worldwide thing.
Mm-hmm.
And then the only things that are going to be added is like, well, you just can't buy or sell, period. You know, if you don't have this. And people are like, oh, great. Well, I was already planning to get that anyways. You know what I mean?
I mean, even if it's going to be way more convenient, I mean, and if someone with the hand.
Yeah.
I mean.
And let's say they already have it. I was like, well, you need to get an upgraded one. So just come get an upgraded one. And that's when they damn themselves. But come on, that's not. I don't think that's a coincidence that the girl's name is Zoe. And in Greek, it means life. And it's like Zoe is just giving away your life.
Well, isn't that like what the occult is about? Just symbolism and.
Yeah,
deeper meanings,
esoteric statements and whatnot. So, pretty interesting though, huh? Oh, let's see. Amazon One lets you pay with your palm. Amazon wants. Can you stop moving? All right, wants its palm recognition technology in stores, stadiums, and office buildings. All right, scroll up. Let's see what else it says. I mean, yeah, scroll down. I mean. Amazon is unveiling its own palm recognition technology today that will be used initially to turn your hand into a personal credit card inside the company's physical retail stores. Amazon One uses the palm of your hand to identify you using a combination of surface area details like lines and ridges alongside vein patterns to create a palm signature. At first, the palm signature will be used in Amazon's own Go stores in Seattle. And the company also plans to add Amazon One to other Amazon stores in the coming months. Actually, I heard that there's already an Amazon One store somewhere around here.
Yeah, in
Ontario or San Bernardino.
No,
or?
There are the. What's that place called where we went to the America? What's it called?
America. That's where we live. we're currently in America.
The one where we went to go pick up the Mac Mini. Americana? The Americana. It's somewhere around there. There's one over there.
There's an Amazon One store there.
Yeah, or Amazon. I forgot what they call it, like grocery store or something like that.
Yeah, Amazon Fresh.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Fresh. They have one.
Amazon Fresh. It's pretty interesting.
Yeah.
As an accelerationist.
Let's just all get the Amazon.
We're just kind of looking forward to the end, aren't we?
Yeah. I'm actually buying stock in that.
So there's one in, you said there's one in North Hollywood and Whittier?
Amazon Fresh.
Whittier? Yeah. Oh, Amazon Fresh. Well, look at where this Amazon One store is, though. And then add to that World Order. Just kidding. I mean, doesn't that kind of go with the whole the Great Reset?
Yeah.
Because Amazon's part of that.
Yeah.
That palm of companies that are going to rule the world or whatever.
They probably. It's just probably like. Just part of their system. I think Amazon One is just part of their system. It's not, like, yet.
Interesting, interesting, interesting. What do you think, Brother Hike?
A silicone chip, isn't it just like a basically a piece of plastic or silicone that they make an etching in?
Can you talk into the mic? I feel like you've gotten lower. Can you guys hear him?
Turn me up, Eli.
Well, no, you just need to talk louder.
Yeah, I think that's what it is, too. I think we've done everything we've could.
With me.
Turn you up, but I think what it is that you just don't talk very loud. So you just gotta like get into the mic and speak.
Well, I don't know a lot about silicon chips.
Silicon Valley.
I don't know. I got nothing to say about it at this point.
Well, it doesn't even necessarily need to be like silicon. Like it could just be like a mesh of wires in it too, like copper wires. Like, have you ever seen, like, a transponder, like, that you use to get into, like, a property, like, a private property? Like, if ever open one of those things up, it's just chips, and there's, like, no battery in it. It only uses the power from whatever you're scanning it to.
Yeah.
It just uses that power to, like, read it. So.
Yep.
Just insert that into your hand, it's like, boom, you have a Mark of the Beast right there.
Yeah, and the Mark of the Beast might not even be a chip. It might not even be that. I mean, if they're doing it with the ridges on your palm.
Yeah, this is even easier.
That's like genetic.
Well, that's what kind of made me think, because they kind of literally make etchings in silicone. And that's, I don't know. I got to do a little bit more research on it before I speak on it. So,
I mean, obviously is a precursor.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So, because when I heard about Neuralink, I was like, well, that kind of helps us to understand how it would be in your forehead.
Mm-hmm.
But what about the palm? Because Elon Musk is not necessarily working on anything for the palm, but then Amazon is.
Yeah.
So they're going to work together.
I wonder if it's going to be something like with like your DNA or something.
It says, and no man might buy or sell save he that had the mark or the name of the beast or the number of his name. So each of these ways can damn you. We often refer to it as the mark of the beast. But it says the mark, the name of the beast, or the number of his name. So, Eli, are you looking up the church bombing or what? What? No. You talk about the video, the actual video? Yeah, you don't have to look those up. I'm talking about just, no, not on YouTube. Look up just articles. Look up the Los Angeles Times article.
What do you mean you need to use wires?
That's one of them. Oh, yeah, that is the one. All right, so let's talk about this for a little bit. So,
what does that headline even mean?
What?
How long will hate
Los Angeles Times, bro?
After explosion at rapidly anti-gay church. Like,
yeah.
The bombing is not enough? Like,
you never read this article?
I don't think so.
Oh, yeah, this is the most gaslighting article out of every article that was written about our church and myself.
Yeah.
The title insinuates like
yeah.
The explosion was not enough.
Oh,
like,
more
needs to be
that's
done.
That's not this is the article.
Yeah, you even said that. You read this one.
Yeah. This is the guy who called me a reprobate.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
reprobate pastor is like, what? So, you know, we finished off 2020. We didn't finish off 2020 with a bang, but we definitely started it with a bang.
We did.
No, 2020 was great. You know, there's a lot of
it's pretty bomb.
a lot of different things that happened in 2020. But then come 2021, a sodomite got a hold of some of my preaching, and they decided to expose me in the city of El Monte. But the funny thing is that I exposed my content to the world even prior to that. So everyone knows what I believe. We're not ashamed of it. We want people to find out.
And even more so now.
Yeah, we want people to find our content. So this person went on a campaign against me and basically recruited the gay community.
Baser sort.
Yeah, recruited the baser sort to basically attack our church and threaten us and try to protest our church. And so, you know, it was a little, there's a lot of tension in the very beginning. And then they finally decided they were going to do an actual protest. And it was going to be like a drive-by protest or something, right? Like a caravan. But then some outside people also joined them. People who were not part of El Monte. And, you know, they're perverse people, man. They're saying all manner of evil in front of children.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
They were yelling out vulgar obscenities in front of children.
Yep.
Sexually immoral perversions in front of our children. And they're doing this to show how much of a threat I am. And the thing is, you know, the El Monte police, they specifically told me, like, hey, we're neutral in this situation. We're not going to get involved. We just want to make sure that there's no violence. But then they started realizing that these people are actually the violent ones.
Mm-hmm.
Because they're violating children as they're walking in.
Yep.
By the speech that they're saying, the things that they're saying. And children have to listen to that. They have to look at that. And so they decided to basically kind of look out for us while we were there. And for us, it's kind of like another day in the office because we weren't really – for us, it was actually kind of exciting, you know, to have that protest. And our people were excited. I mean, we had really high attendances,
yep.
Especially during the protests. And it didn't deter anybody from coming to our church. And in fact, when people heard about the protests, they came to visit our church. Because they're thinking, man, these people, this Independent Fundamental Baptist Church is crazy. This pastor is crazy. I want to go see what's going on here. Like, this is cool. And so, you know, you can watch the sermon online and you can hear the protesters outside. And so they were planning to have a second protest. And it was actually going to be a drag queen contest, right? But let me back up. So a week prior to the initial protest, right, Brother Ulysses? I told Brother Ulysses, I said, hey, we need to put security cameras up. Because once the protest happens, we want to make sure that if they do anything, we have it on camera and, you know, we can prove it or whatever, if they break the law or whatever. So I don't know, what was it, like a week before? A week before we put up those cameras. They came, they protested, we got it on camera, we got all their vulgarities and everything, all their perversions on camera. And so then, I don't know if it was the week after, they were supposed to do a drag queen contest. You guys remember that?
Mm-hmm. Yep. Mm-hmm.
And they literally said they wanted to make us throw up, you know, and just, you know, because they're so peaceful and so kind and so loving to the community. They want to make other people throw up.
Yeah.
So then we're like, man.
Isn't that funny though? They admit what they're doing is like so disgusting that it would make one
like normal people.
That's why I love it when they say things. It's like just say whatever's in your heart.
Yeah.
Because for them to say, yeah, let's make them throw up, just it's like they know
shame.
They know
yeah.
that what they're doing is so disgusting that it would make someone throw up.
Yeah. Right.
That's why I didn't eat that morning. You know.
Yeah. Yeah. Don't go on a full stomach to. Yeah.
So then, obviously, people are threatening us on social media. They're threatening to burn down the church. And for us, it's like, well, you know, yea, all that will live godly in Christ Jesus shall suffer persecution. This comes with the territory. We're not going to back down.
Right.
And what do we mean by not backing down? What do we mean by that, guys?
You're not going to stop preaching the truth.
Yeah. We're still going to go to church.
Yeah.
We're still going to keep preaching the truth. We're still going to go soul winning. We're not going to apologize for anything. Right? Mm-hmm. I'm not going to get up and say, hey, well, I didn't really mean that. And yep. you guys are taking me out of context. And I think we could be live peaceably among ourselves.
I was young.
I was young. Yeah, I was young. I was dumb.
I was like, that was like 3 days ago. If you would have apologized.
So we're not going to back down.
Nope.
And I preached a sermon called Preparations for Warfare. And in that sermon, I specifically said that we're not going to get violent. It's not a literal war. It's right. spiritual warfare. We're not going to get physical with anybody.
Couldn't have been more clear.
And in fact, that was deterring people from our church from getting physical with people. And so we had to tell people, like, hey, we're not fighting back physically. This is how we fight back, is by standing for the truth. And of course, they twisted that and say, he wants to go to war.
He said he's literally going to go to
war. He's literally going to go to war. He's literally going to be violent. It's like,
okay, guy.
And the thing is, like, for me, they do that probably hoping to piss me off. But it doesn't, because anybody with two brain cells to rub together can hear my sermon and hear that and be like, wow, these people just lied.
Yeah. Yeah.
And there's a lot of people that contact me and say, man, those people lied about you. And I don't even know these people. Like, the people who contact me, they're like, they lied about you. You never even said anything like that. I don't even agree with everything you're saying, but I know this. You were not lying. You know, you said this, X, Y, and Z. They're the ones who are actually lying. And so, you know, we were trying to prepare for the following Sunday, because there was going to be a drag queen contest. And they were going to start at the city hall, and because they were mad at the city hall for some reason. I don't remember what they were mad about. They tried to get the mayor on their side because they were trying to sign a petition that reached about 14,000 signatures to get me kicked out of Il Monte.
I think it did hit 15,000, no?
Did it hit 15,000? Oh, yeah. I hope it did. That's kind of cool.
They still wanted up? The mayor to
they wanted the
kick
mayor,
us out.
Yeah, they wanted the mayor to kick us out.
Yeah.
And the mayor couldn't – I mean, obviously they don't know the laws. And the laws, you don't kick anybody out.
This ain't the 1800s. Like, we exile you.
We're going to exile you into the snow.
He's a witch.
Dude,
like, what?
If it was the 1800s, it would be the other way around.
Yeah, yeah. Actually, yeah.
throwing them in lakes. Like,
there is a hate group in El Monte.
Yeah, 16,000.
Oh, is it still going up?
Yeah, they're trying to reach 25,000 now.
That's cool.
It's funny.
Why challenge them to reach 50,000? So they still got a long ways to go. That picture right there.
To sign the petition. Sign the petition.
I know, we should bump up those numbers, huh? So, look, it's still going up. That's cool.
Oh, yeah.
Look at that. 86, 7. So
on Mississippi, too.
Your message made it in the picture. Beware of dogs.
Oh, snaps.
My what?
Look at right there. It says beware of dogs.
So then we were, yeah. Who
it's still
thought,
there.
Pastor, who would have thought when you hung that on your doorknob that it would have make like national news? That the whole world would be able to
well,
see
well, the funny
that.
Thing is, like, someone told me that you should hang out, like, when I first got there, like, you should hang out outside the church. I'm like, I would, but that thing will get taken down so fast by someone walking by.
Yeah. And now then, they're promoting it.
Yeah, they're promoting it, so it kind of worked out. And I get to keep it. So then we were just praying and wondering, like, hey, you know, what's going to go on? You know, this, or they're going to come protest. They're going to come, do the drag queen contest. We don't want to expose our children to that. What?
Women who wear tights, hoochie mamas. Right there.
The city where he preaches, ghetto, vaccines, unclean. He even hated on Dia de los Muertos.
Not Dia de los Muertos.
He should hear what we called him.
But Mejia eventually made a name for himself among hate watch groups for anti-gay rhetoric of the vilest kind imaginable. At national conferences, Mejia has ripped apart the LGBTQ pride
Wicked
flags.
Dyke.
Yeah.
And openly wished for the American government to execute fags. He has
Not
proudly described
American,
him, he has proudly described himself from the pulpit as homo hating and called one critic a stinking filthy sodomite and another wicked dyke.
It's funny,
on social media, the father of three tells critics to hang yourself. He not only shared on Twitter last year a picture captioned West Hollywood 2022 with his face superimposed on an Islamic State fighter who was about to throw someone off roof, but also wrote, I love it. Mejia somehow kept a quiet presence locally. Yeah, because we're not bombing anybody, that's why. Yeah. Mejia somehow kept a quiet presence locally until the beginning of 2021 when activists launched an offensive against the
they
reprobate.
They launched a freaking bomb, dude.
No, they didn't launch an offensive. They launched a bomb.
Yeah.
They submitted a petition with more than 15,000 signatures to Elmani Mayor Jessica Acona, asking her to help shut down First Works. Next came a ruckus of protest on January 17th. Outside the storefront ministry during morning and evening services that featured a car caravan dancing bullhorns and chant, we're here, we're queer, we don't want Bruce Mejia here.
Creative homos.
So anyways, it says this past Sunday was supposed to be the biggest action yet, a rally outside the city hall with the drag show, a march to Mejia's church and prizes for the best dress. Instead, First Work sat empty. Why did it sit empty on
instead
that day?
It was something bigger that happened.
Yeah, you know what happened was they bombed our church.
I would rather have that than watch a freaking drag show, dude.
Yeah.
Well, isn't that what we said when it happened? Like, well, thank God that they bombed our church. Yeah. Now we don't have to look at them.
Right.
So they came on, and we'll put the video up. I don't know, Eli, if you can get the video of the church getting bombed. You have to look for your password, huh? So they put up on Friday... Early Saturday morning, someone came like at 1 o'clock in the morning, tagged all over our church building and broke the window and then put a bomb in there and blew up the church building. And then Brother Ulysses, who was my part-time employee at that time, or as the media likes to call him, Brother Ulysses Fernandez.
With a Y. Ulysses.
Really?
With a Y.
With a Y. Yeah. He gives me a call and he says, hey, they blew up the building. And, actually what happened was I told him, hey, don't call me unless someone blows up the church or something. Being facetious. And he called me and he said, you told me not to call you unless someone blows up the church. Well, someone blew up the church. So then the police show up, but then the FBI shows up as well.
Oh, thank goodness the FBI is on the case.
The FBI shows up. They interrogate us and get the information from us. And we hand over the footage because we got them on camera and everything like that. And then these people are trying to make it seem as though they're the victims.
Oh, yeah. That's the craziest part.
Thank goodness none of them got hurt. Right?
Isn't that funny that no one said, thank goodness that no one, even though we hate the pastor, thank goodness that the children were not hurt.
Yeah.
Notice they didn't say that.
Yeah.
Notice they didn't say, hey, we were completely against the pastor, you know, and all these things, but they didn't say, thank God that the children were not there when that happened, because we don't want anything to happen to the children. No, in fact, they said the exact opposite. They said, well, it's too bad that the pastor wasn't inside the building when the bomb went off.
Yeah.
That's what they said. But of course, they're trying to keep El Monte friendly. The way you keep El Monte friendly is by throwing bombs into buildings and terrorizing people.
Yeah, waking up the neighborhood.
And look, the majority, they want to make it seem as though the majority of El Monte is against me.
Displacing families from their homes for the whole night.
Yep. They want to make it seem as though the majority of El Monte is for them. But from what I remember, I saw people on the news against what they did.
Mm-hmm.
And there's people from El Monte that were telling the sodomites to get away from the families when they're walking to their car, yelling at them. Telling them, you know, get away from them and everything, you know. Because at the end of the day, they can gaslight the community all they want and make it seem as though everyone's cool with it. But the reality is not – people are not cool.
They're hated.
Yeah, bombings aren't cool.
Yeah. And look, I know – I'm telling you, I know people. There's people who have contacted me who are even liberals who are not for my message or what I'm saying. They think it's wrong when I'm preaching. But they despise what happened to our church. They're not cool with it. They're like, this is wrong. Come on, like it's bombing a church building.
That's bombing anything.
Yeah, but especially a church building, you're like the lowest of the low.
It's at the bottom, Eli.
Oh, I thought you were saying they were at the bottom. I was like, yes.
Yeah, the most bottom you could go.
Oh, that's it right there, right?
Yeah. What happened? Go to the bottom of the screen.
Yes, at the bottom.
Go to the bottom of the screen.
To the right.
By the trash can.
Right.
By the trash can. Right there. It should be in there.
Right, okay,
there.
Click that right there. There it is. Double click it. Eli's struggling.
Go to the top. Open in Finder. Just go to Open in Finder.
It's probably loading you up.
Eli's
right now.
Struggling. Go. Where the arrow's at? You see where the. Up. Dang, bro. Up.
All the way.
Right there. There you go. Click on that. Okay, go to. Hold on. He keeps doing the same thing. Ulysses has this thing where it's like if something doesn't work, he just keeps trying the same exact thing over and over again.
Who's the person that said that if something doesn't work a couple of times, it's insanity, but you keep doing it?
Yeah, that was Albert Einstein, wasn't it?
Yeah, I think so.
Insanity is doing the same thing the same way and expecting different results.
Right. Yeah.
Okay. Then Hike does the same exact thing.
go to QuickTime.
Okay. Oh man, what the heck is going on? Can you help him, Marcos? What you need to do is go into Finder and go to Downloads.
That's not even the desktop, right?
Oh my soul. Oh my soul. Marcos, go over there.
But if the desktop's not hooked up, because that screen's going to be like the one that's going to be screening everything.
No. Yeah.
Oh, there you go.
There it is. It's right there. Okay, play it. Well, that's the bomb.
It's sideways.
That's it. Yeah, we didn't get a side of that. But you know the Tasty Goody or whatever that thing's called in Tasty Bowl?
Yeah.
They have the footage when the building actually blows up.
Dang.
Because they have a front view of it.
Well, it shook the camera a little bit. Did you see
that? No. I'm just kidding. It was us who blew it up, right?
Yeah.
Isn't that what they said? He blew up his own building. Yeah, okay. I blew up my own building. Sure. So they blow up the building, and the FBI gets involved. And, you know, these people are trying to look like the victims, trying to make it seem as though, you know, this was against them and everything. And then you have this LA Times news reporter, which obviously no one takes journalists like that serious.
Yeah.
Anybody who reads that article and believes everything he says.
Sensational.
Is an idiot too.
Mm-hmm.
Because anybody with any brains is like, how are you going to say that he's not the victim? That was his building that got blown up. That was a church that got blown up. What's wrong with this guy? So, but you know what though? The bombing was like one of the best things to happen to our church.
Yeah.
Yep.
Because we made national news. Made national news.
And even international, right? Like in
Africa. International. We're in Africa. There's people from Africa contacting and saying we stand with Pastor Bruce Mejia. And I mean, we were on the LA Times.
Yep.
That's awesome. I think that's cool.
New York Times, no, too?
Yep. New York Times, LA Times, we're on Fox 11 News, we're on MSNBC, we were on a lot of different news outlets. The Fox 11 News clip was just amazing.
That thing was like an awesome compilation. Like,
bro.
Awesome compilation.
We couldn't have done better ourselves.
Yeah. I remember thinking to myself, like, this is...
Can we hire this person?
You can't make this clips any better. This looks great. This looks awesome.
The hottest part of the sermon.
Yeah.
Compiled it for us.
But it just made us look cool.
Yeah.
Like, especially the way it ended.
Yeah. You're so filthy.
Yeah. Yeah. I was like, I'm still not apologizing. And then my little laugh, I'm like, we're going to get you out of here. All right. We're still filthy.
The news reporter.
Because anybody, and look, you think, obviously we want to reach liberals if they're open to the gospel.
Mm-hmm.
But the people who are probably the most receptive towards the gospel, let's just be honest, are conservatives.
Yeah.
And we obviously understand that there's a false left-right paradigm. Are you cold or what? Yeah,
bro, you got a jacket on.
How are you cold? Are you guys cold?
Nah. I'm perfectly fine.
Nah, we're good. Turn it down more, bro. Just kidding.
Yeah.
Conservative. There's a lot of conservatives that were reached through that. And then I got to go on InfoWars and preach the gospel on there. That was awesome.
Yeah, amen.
Thousands of people, hundreds.
You know what's
of people.
Funny? The Fox 11 lady after the clip, she's like, "Oh, we reached out to Bruce Mejia, but he was in
no comment."
Yeah, no comment. One day we're there, like the
day of the protest.
Yeah, the day of the protest.
I have pictures.
We have photo evidence.
Liars.
Yeah. To all those conservatives watching, you know, Fox or something like that.
They hate to break this to you.
They wanted to make us. They wanted to make us look bad. They thought that we're gonna like be afraid of the fact that our church is on the news, on these newspaper outlets.
We're thankful.
But it's like, that's what we want, though. What they don't understand is that we're not like the Independent Fundamental Baptists of yesteryear.
Yeah.
This new IFB, we thrive on things like that. It's like, cha-ching, thank you.
Yeah.
You're giving me a bunch of new ears to listen to hear the message. Right?
That's right.
It's like a gold mine.
They rewarded us. Like, not only... Do they reward us? Also, God rewards us for these things?
Yeah.
Man.
Yeah, exactly. We get rewarded here in this lifetime.
Yeah.
And in the life to come.
Fantastic.
So, and then we were in the wilderness for like, what was it, 2 weeks? Three?
3 weeks.
3 weeks. We were meeting under the tabernacle, and we still had high attendances in that. Under a tent.
Yeah.
We were under a tent for 3 weeks, meeting at a undisclosed location. Shout out to Beep for letting us, helping us out with that. And you know what? We still had high attendances. We still got a bunch of people saved. Life went on.
Yep.
And then you know
people
what?
People heard about the bombing and came to church. They're like, oh man, I want to see this church.
Yeah.
And we got new people.
Yeah. We got new people.
Thank you.
We got new converts. We got new church members.
Yep.
We kept breaking record attendances. And you know what? Now we got a brand new building.
Nicer one, too.
Bigger and better than before.
Way nicer.
Look at his podcast room, dude. Yeah.
So, you know, I was stressing out prior to the bombing and prior to the protest because I knew that within a year, we're going to renew our lease or have to find a different place. And I'm like, man, where are we going to go? Because the church is growing and, like, this building is not sufficient to, like, hold us. And we were crammed in that building.
Yeah.
I mean, like, everyone was, like, side by side in that building, like, most services, right? It was very, very congested. No parking, right?
Yeah.
We don't have that problem anymore.
Yeah.
And, you know, I praying for months, like, Lord, just please provide a building for us. And God's like, all right, I will move them against you. And you know what? We got something way better. When I found out we were getting this, I was like, whoa. Remember when everyone walked in here, they're like, whoa. When we first walked into this building, we got like people got lost in this building.
Yeah.
First. Are your children? They're like, wait, where am I?
The children? Yeah. They're like, oh, freaking out. The parents are, that thought that their parents left them.
And we're getting settled in. And now, like before, we had a small little podcast room. Now we had a room specifically dedicated for the podcast. We have a lot of different rooms. We had a fellowship hall now.
Mm-hmm.
We have parking, you know. And so... The lesson is that all things work together for good. So they're going to get them.
Yeah.
You know, they're going to get some. Didn't they tell you they have some suspects, Eli? They do, right? They got suspects. They're not going to be able to get away.
Suspects, plural.
Suspects, plural?
Well, yeah, there was like. Yeah.
Snaps.
Yep. So, and now they want me out of El Monte. Oh, there it is. Look, that's the building. That's what it looked like inside after the bombing. Why'd you click out? Oh, and the piano's still good.
And so is the pulpit.
The attacks on my life have left me deformed and scarred. Palpatine.
I'm going to get that that little...
The Palpatine piano?
I'm going to get that little like design it has tattooed or something.
It's like Harry Potter.
Adam and I were talking about like how when we have children and our children ask us about the piano. You know, it's going to be Deuteronomy. Yeah. And when your children shall ask, what are these things? Well, son, sit down.
Yep. So they bombed our church. I don't really know what the motive. Well, obviously the motive was because they hate us. But I don't know what they were trying to accomplish.
Well, they spray painted it on the wall. Get out.
Oh, maybe they just wanted us to leave.
Yeah.
Because they knew that Mayor O'Connor wasn't going to be able to get us out.
Yeah.
And they know that we wouldn't leave under our own volition.
Yeah.
They're like, they understand. Is that these cameras good?
Yeah, they're good.
They knew that they weren't going to be able to scare us out. And we're not meeting in that building because we can't.
Yeah.
The city will not permit us to meet there.
Not because we're First Works Baptist Church, but because of structural
engineering
damage.
Yeah. And they say, well, yeah, therefore we succeeded. Not really, because I'm still going to preach the same sermons. And I even told them during the protest, if you move me somewhere else, I'm still going to preach the same.
Yeah.
Nothing's going to change.
And it just makes them look like the bad guys because they're the ones that bombed the church. We didn't do anything.
Right. We came out winning.
Yeah.
So what's going on with them? Well, what's going on with them is that the FBI already has suspects. I remember when we got there. Remember that, Eli? Like, the FBI showed up, and they're like, all right, we're taking over. So, and even one of the officials there are just like, we're on your side. These people are not going to get away with this. So.
Who wants to be on the side of homos, though?
Yep.
You don't want to be on that side?
Never. Cool. It increased my children's faith. It increased our faith. It strengthened our church.
Yeah.
Our church members were proud of our church before, but now they're just like, we're going to Force Works.
Whole other level.
It's a whole other level, my friend. Because now people are like, we go to First Works.
Yeah.
We go to the church that was bombed. We wear it as a badge of honor. People thought, they thought that by doing that, it was going to scare our church members. Dude, one of our church members was just like, I hope this protest is not a bust.
Yeah.
They're like, I hope it's not going to be a bust. Like, and it wasn't. It exceeded our expectations. And you know what it proved? It proved that what we're doing is right.
Yep.
Yep.
Because yea, all that will live godly in Christ Jesus shall suffer persecution. And obviously it was stressful, but you know what? Life is stress. That's what life's all about.
Stress is good.
Stress is good for you. Stress is good for the muscles, right?
Yeah. You need stress in your life, Hike.
You're too relaxed, Hike. So, and even this guy, the guy who wrote the article calling me a reprobate, the LA Times dude, he's obviously a friend of these sodomites. And but even that worked out together for good. Because what's his name? Gerardo? What is it? Gerardo. For us, this is our philosophy.
Any normal person reading these articles,
oh, they're going to know.
From the outside, they understand what's going on.
They know exactly what's going on.
See, homos, they're like skewed in their brain. They don't.
They're skewed and screwed.
They can't see straight.
They can't see straight. Pun intended. God is against them. Yep. God is. The Bible says that God is against them. His face is against them that do evil. Yeah. That's what the Bible says.
That's scary to have your face.
And look, let me say this is that. Hey, you know why? Do you know why we're not going back and trying to like fight them and trying to start stuff with them and try to avenge ourselves? Because the Bible tells us, avenge not yourselves. Vengeance belongeth unto me. I will repay.
Yeah.
God says, don't worry about this. I'm going to pay them back for this. And God's payback is always better than our payback.
Yeah, that's right.
way better.
God gets creative.
What's a fearful thing to fall into?
Well,
the
he's
hands
a creator,
of the,
so
of the living God. Yeah. It is a fearful thing to fall into the hands of the living God. And that's for Christian or unbeliever. It's scary when God strikes vengeance on a Christian.
Yeah.
Let alone a freaking reprobate.
Because you think to yourself, right. Well, you know, God can just take my life if he wanted to and take me to heaven. But what if he just chooses not to and just chooses to just give you like a disease or something and make your life miserable here, right? But how much more the unsaved who persecute the righteous?
Yeah.
And more so, and I'm not just saying like us, like we're righteous, but what about our children?
The innocent.
He hears the cry of the innocent. And so, and you know what? Anytime our children were afraid, God knows what that they're afraid, and that makes God angry.
Yeah.
That they struck fear into the hearts of our children. Because God loves our children more than we do.
Mm-hmm.
So make no mistake about it. God is very mad, very upset. And, you know, a month and a half ago? You know, God struck one of these reprobates dead.
Did.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
He killed them. Yeah. The guy died like a horrible death.
Yep.
In an alleyway.
They found his body,
he was bludgeoned to death.
Yeah.
And they try to point the fingers at us like, oh, these guys did it. It's like, dude, we live in California.
Our God did it. We did.
Yeah, we didn't do it. Our
we just
God
prayed
did.
For it.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah. But it reminded me of the fact that, like, God does avenge his people. So that's why I'm not stressing
out.
We had already forgotten about it.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was a completely different incident that happened last year where this guy was persecuting us hard. And not just persecuting us, but our friends. And God took care of him.
They don't know when it's going to happen. That's crazy.
Yeah.
Might be like, and you know what? When it comes like upon them, we probably won't even know. Because think about this. When God says vengeance is mine, that means he's taking it personal.
Yeah.
So we might not ever find out about it. But God, it satisfies God.
That would be nice to know, though.
It would increase our faith.
Yeah. Like, yeah.
Well, in the midst of all this persecution is when we found out about it, and that's why I was thinking to myself, wow, God is – He obviously, I knew he was righteous.
He just
righteous.
Works
like,
on
God
his own
righteous.
Schedule, you know?
Yeah. But everything's beautiful in his time.
Yeah.
Everything is beautiful in his time. What does it mean to be beautiful? It means, like, well put together.
Like during that time when we were being persecuted, but, like, we found that he died, and it was like, dang, that was, like, comforting right there. I was like, comfort.
We rejoiced.
Yeah. Right. It was comforting in a time of like.
It was very comforting.
Yeah. It was pretty much like when the bomb went off, that dude was like planning on buying those shoes. And
that's when he made the deal.
But no, you're right. It is comforting because you know why? A righteous person gets frustrated at the acts of the wicked.
Yeah.
And the fact that we think that they get away with these things. That they can bomb our church, hop on a plane, and head back to wherever they came from, and no one ever finds them. And we're just like, man, they just got away with it. But of course they didn't get away with it. God has their number.
It's a finite world.
So. God sees it all.
Yep.
His eyes run to and fro, the Bible says, beholding the good and the evil. So the Bible tells us. So he's keeping record. And that gives me a lot of comfort. It's like, well, you know what? God's going to take care of it.
Right. If he took care of this one guy, he's going to take care of all these other people.
He's been taking care of wicked people since the beginning of time.
Yep.
He's always taking care of his people. By taking care of the wicked who persecuted the righteous. From the blood of righteous
Abel.
Yeah.
Exactly. He set Cain apart. He made sure that nobody touched Cain.
Yeah.
Right?
Yep. Because he's probably going to judge him.
Yeah. He's like, he's mine. On it.
Yep. His blood crieth unto me from the ground, the Bible says. And you know what? Abel's blood cried out.
Revenge.
So, amen to that. He says, so what should we do then? Well, we should do what we've been doing this whole time.
The podcast.
Do the podcast. Hey, win souls. Preach God's word. Yeah. Fellowship. We just started a bunch of new soul winning times.
Yep.
Amen.
Cities.
New cities. We're covering new cities.
New soul winners.
Yeah.
New soul winners. New church members.
New church building.
New church building. New podcast season 2.
Oh.
Evangelist.
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
Evangelist tech.
Yeah, I was able to hire a full-time evangelist now. Brother Ulises Hernandez, a.k.a. Ulises Fernandez. What'd you say?
No, I was just going to say, like, anytime now he signs papers, like, have you ever used a different name? Ulises Fernandez.
Yeah, I was able to hire a full-time evangelist. and he's helping me around the church. He does a lot of the administration, but he's also taken over like the soul winning program, so we can do more soul winning.
Wonderful.
Thank you, Lord.
Yeah.
It's good.
You can't, like, who would have known, like, December, like, Christmas is here, you know? Like, who?
It was pretty nice.
What's going to happen next
year? It was nice.
We have no idea.
It was nice because we had a nice Christmas.
Who would have thought by March, dude, we'd be in a new building, the church would grow?
I never would have thought that. Bro, come January, I was already stressing. I was like, man, I got to figure out what we're going to do for a new building. Like, I think about that. Obviously, buildings are not everything, but here's the thing. As the church grows,
yeah,
you need space.
Yeah.
Yep.
You know what I mean? Like, you need space to grow. And so that could become a little stressful. And I've been praying for a building for a long time, since we, like, a year and a half ago when we signed the lease for the second half or whatever. And so God's like, well, I'll take care of that. Yeah.
God answered it in the craziest way possible.
Because he knows what things we have need of.
Exceedingly abundantly above all that we can ask or think.
Amen.
Say less.
And here's the thing. It's like we ask for a building. It's like, well, why don't I give you building publicity, new church members, new soul winning areas, new this and that instead.
Right.
Yeah. That's it. Like, okay. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah, we're all praying for it to rain sideways.
He made fire, bro.
It's raining sideways. Yeah. How many of you heard Pastor Anderson's sermon from Sunday?
Mm-mm.
Dude, so funny, bro. He was just talking about Job.
Elihu.
Yeah, Elihu.
Yeah.
And there's this part where it's just like, you know, because God is like talking about, in his dissertation, he talks about Leviathan and all these things. And then, you know, he's talking about Job's response and how Job's like, you know, I'm nothing. And he's just like, so people try to use that as like, oh, you know, God was correcting Job. And that's why Job is just like, he's like, no, it's just that like when God speaks and he's like talking to you out of a whirlwind, out of a tornado,
you're
just like, I'm nothing. Like, I'm stupid. You know, when he's talking to you about dinosaurs and stuff, like, it's just like, you're just like, I'm nothing. I'm stupid. I'm sorry. Like, well, that's how you are in the presence of God, right?
Yeah, just humbled.
You're humbled. Well, bro. I mean,
well, his ways are higher than our ways. It's
But look, put it this way. God could have chosen to come down any way he wanted. He came in a tornado.
Yeah.
Okay, people are fearful of a tornado going by. What if one just stops right in front of you? That's a scary sight.
And starts talking to you about dinosaurs.
Yeah.
Of course, you're going to apologize for things that you probably didn't know you probably didn't do.
It's funny how, like, God, like...
You have to watch the clip. It's so funny when he talks about that. I went on a trip, and I went to go preach for Pastor Aaron Thompson at Spokane.
Spokane.
Not Spokane. Right. Spokane.
I want to offend them. Spokane.
And somehow we got on the topic of numerology. Or I said, you know, yeah, this happened to us. I was like, isn't it interesting? We're talking about the church bombing. And I said, isn't it interesting that this happened to our church like 3.5 years into our church? Mm-hmm. And I said, just like the tribulation is 3.5 years. Jesus' ministry was 3.5 years. Elijah, 3.5 years. And then we just started going over all these numbers. And he's like, oh, you should preach a sermon on biblical numerology. I'm like, yeah. He said, make sure you give me credit. So I never gave him credit on that sermon because I didn't want to. No, I'm just kidding. But I'm doing it here. So Pastor Thompson, biblical numerology, he came up with the idea. I just fleshed it out. So in like manner, I should do the same with your sermon.
Man.
That's good. I like that sermon. I'm going to preach it on Friday, though. The funny thing is that what is the funny thing? Oh.
That was pretty funny.
When I went to Pure Words, I had some ideas for sermons, and I told Maury the ideas. He's like, you're going to preach that over there and not over here?
Yeah.
He's like, you need to preach it over here.
Yeah, if you're going to preach a sermon somewhere else, don't tell us about what you're going
to
preach. Yeah.
Then
we're just
gonna go
be
to other
out.
Cities.
Well, just watch it online, bro. That's a cool idea. I'm going to preach it on Friday because I don't have an idea for Friday.
That'd be good. I'll watch it, I guess.
I guess if I got no choice.
Wait, where are you preaching it?
I'm preaching at Shield of Faith Baptist Church with Pastor Joe Jones. Joe Jones. Who? Joe Jones. Who got that joke? Nobody? All right.
Who?
Isn't it supposed to be Mike Jones?
Yes. thanks for killing the joke. Isn't it supposed to be Mike Jones?
Because I couldn't laugh because I was like, I don't know if it's supposed to be Mike Jones. But I didn't know, so I totally forgot about it.
These guys are dry.
Pastor, you kind of got the name wrong.
These guys are as dry as a persimmons. It's biting into a persimmons. Good,
that's if you get the wrong type of persimmons. There's two different types.
Is it really?
Yeah.
How do you know that?
Because there's a Japanese type. Because there's a Japanese guy that was actually living in the dorms with us, and he was telling us about it. Because I told him, like, I don't like persimmons. And then he's like, oh, you probably got the
wrong
ones.
Is the Japanese one the juicy one?
Yeah. Oh, okay. That's the one that's the sweet one. Yeah.
Man, I hate persimmons.
Okay.
I bite into them, and it just gives you cotton mouth.
You gotta wait for till they're ripe too.
What do you think, Cody?
I never had one. I don't even know what that is.
Oh, Chris persimmon? I think it was Chris Carey who never had a persimmon. I give him one at my house.
His mustache won't allow him to get it that close. He's about to bite it, and the mustache just rejects it.
Yeah.
Thou mayest not enter.
Just flicks
it away.
Is
that your mustache, Bill Carey?
I gotta cut that and then send it to him. Oh, you see this? This is on Saturday morning when the church got bombed, and the city came and boarded up the windows and painted over it. And the people were like, oh, yeah, he did that to himself. Look how fast he painted his building. He's into it. You know, the city's in it with him and everything. Look how fast he did that. I was like,
wait, if you look up church bombing, it has like a bunch of other church bombings as well.
They color matched the paint even.
That's crazy. I remember like there was another Baptist church.
They color matched the paint.
Yeah, there was another Baptist church, yeah. Birmingham, that got bombed, like, I think it was, like, in the 40s.
Well, as far as I know, no independent fundamental Baptist church has ever been bombed.
Yeah, I think they were, like, a Southern Baptist church.
So we hold the record.
Yeah.
We hold the title.
Nice.
Is that Chris's picture? Oh, no, that looks like one of Chris's pictures, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Look at the sign still up there. I love that sign. Looks good. Hey, if it was up to me, and you know what? My church would be, all our people would be 100% behind it. We would have met on Sunday.
Yep. With shards everywhere.
With shards and glass everywhere. We would have met. We wouldn't care.
We would have sung the victory.
You know why? Because from the beginning, we've always said we don't necessarily even need a building to have church.
Yep.
So I've never emphasized the building. Like, how important it... Obviously, it's important because we live in California in the United States, and it's like, you gotta have four walls.
We just need an address to text people to meet.
Yeah. And the proof of that is that we met in a tent.
Yeah.
And people still came. Like, a lot of people. And they stayed. And they came back. It's like, dude, there you go. So...
It's funny. They think we have so much attachment to the building or El Monte.
It's just a tool.
Yeah. Look... Well, yeah, exactly. I love El Monte because I love the people there, and we've got a bunch of people saved there. And even the law enforcement said, we've never had problems with you. Mm-hmm. Like, you're not the problem because we never had problems with you. But here's the thing. You know how we chose El Monte? Oh, there's a building. And I didn't even choose it. It was Alex Barea. Alex Barea was looking for a building. He found that building there. I was like, let's do it. Because you know what? The Holy Ghost witnesseth in every city.
Yep.
So there's no city that it's not good to start a church. It's like start a church anywhere. So anyways, let's continue on with this conversation. Probably going to actually close it, right?
About getting older or what?
Yeah, getting older is good, bro.
Yeah.
I like getting older. I lived out my young years already, you know? As a teenager, I lived as a teenager. When I went into my 20s, I got saved when I was 21, and I spent my 20s just serving the Lord. And you know what? That's important because the 20s, from what I've heard, is like when people make the worst mistakes.
Absolutely. Yeah.
You know, they make a lot of dumb mistakes.
Going to Bible college.
Hey, I'd rather go to Bible college than do whatever else I was going to do as an unsafe 21-year-old.
Yeah.
But yeah, Bible college is pretty bad, though.
Just so you know, we don't promote Bible college.
We do not promote Bible college. But, you know, we did learn some good things in Bible college. We have some good memories there, right?
Yeah.
I just realized, like, I've known Marcos for a really long time.
Dang.
Not really long time. 8 years, right? Seven?
Eight? Since 2011.
Dang.
Yeah.
10 years. Yeah, 10 years.
Dang.
And he's getting married.
Yeah.
He's getting married to Ariel.
Mm-hmm.
And Ariel is a Texan who shall be converting to
a Californian.
No, I'm really happy for you guys. It's going to be great. And you're getting married soon.
Yeah.
What is it again?
46 days.
Dang, bro. Yeah. How many hours?
Dang.
How many minutes?
I thought you could just say a date, you know?
Like, I know. That's what I thought you was going to say.
May 1st.
May 1st.
It's like 6 weeks.
Like, How many more months? Like 6 weeks. And I'm like, say months.
Yeah.
How old is your baby? It's just like, he's 47 days. Months or something.
What the heck?
Do you don't use years anymore?
You get a pass if it's like before 1 year. But yeah. But they'll be like, oh, it's 16,
at the end, yeah.
16 months old.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I've met people
yeah.
that. I'm like,
okay. Wait, so if someone asked me if my child is like 10 months old, right? 11 months.
Just don't even answer them.
If they ask me like, how old is your
You're like, avoid foolish questions.
Yeah,
I'm not into genealogy. Like, you
me,
are.
Like, well, let's say they don't know. Let's say they ask me like, how old is your child? I would say, oh, he's almost one.
Yeah. That's what a
he's almost one. Like, I don't say.
Say
like 10 months.
Yeah.
I don't say 11 months. You go by months, huh?
I'm like the meme right now.
Ah, right now. He's like, he goes by, he does the months thing.
Why though?
He likes the 40 in 2 months. Like, whenever we talk about the Great Tribulation, it's like 3.5 years.
Child.
When I say 3.5 years, it's like, it's actually 40 in 2 months. How long is the tribulation? The beginning of SARS and Great Tribulation? 40 in 2 months?
Bro, just say 3.5 years. Okay?
I just say, like, he's almost a year. Or if he's, like, 13 months, 14 months, I say, yeah, he's a year old.
Yeah.
He's a year.
42 or some months now.
Children are very impressionable. I knew that before, but I know that so much the more now. Because my son is only 4 years old, and he picks up on a lot. And it's pretty amazing how much he picks up and how much he actually understands. Even when it comes to, like, deep spiritual truths, he gets it very well.
Because probably you didn't baby him.
Well, yeah, of course we babied him. I mean, he's like a baby.
Beat yourself.
Read the Bible.
Hey, what are you doing?
40 in 2 months, not 3.5 years. Yeah. I mean, we don't like, we don't do goo goo gaga, but we don't
that's what I meant.
Like, when we're giving them the gospel, we don't say like imputation or anything like that. You know what I mean? we just talk to him normally.
Yep.
And then also he hears me talking to my wife. And I'm like, on our way to church, my wife and I typically just talk about my sermon.
And so children respond to that. If you talk to them like you would talk to an adult, just don't talk to them like they're babies. You know, they actually respond to that.
Like, that's even with the whole church bombing, it opened his eyes up to that world. And he's like, he just said a lot of profound things during that time. I'm trying to think of something he said recently. I was like, whoa.
About the whole chewing gum thing.
Oh, yeah, that too. Did I tell you guys about that?
Yeah.
That was pretty cool. I'll never forget that. That's going to go down in history, like the history of our life as a family, as like a marker for my son and myself. Because when that whole protest happened, the first protest, do you remember when Jacob ran out and he removed the sodomite from our property?
Right, right.
Because there was a time when he ran out and they were protesting, he removed them, and then all the sodomites rushed him. And then all the guys in our church rushed outside. And then I'm running down the aisle trying to pull guys back into, you know, like the angels pulling Lot back into the house. And my son was in the back with my wife. And he got scared. You know, that's a fearful thing.
Mm-hmm.
And he's just like, he got really scared. And my wife just looked at him and said, hey, do you want some gum? You want some, like, trying to, like,
distract
him. Here, Bruce, have some gum. And he was like about to take it, and he looked at me, he's like, no, I'm okay. God's gonna take care of us.
Dang.
He's like, I know God's gonna take care of us. God's
like
gonna
protect
us. He's
awesome,
like,
brothers.
And he just looked forward and he's like, God's gonna protect us. He goes, I know God's gonna protect us.
It's like David.
He's 4 years
the
old.
Yeah.
Weeks later.
Or the armor.
When actually when we were like driving here, he told my wife, he said, Mom, I just want to thank you for offering me gum that day.
Wow.
He's like, but I know that God was going to protect us. But thank you for offering me that gum. Like, not in a very, like, somber, like, and it kind of, like,
just
took my wife back. Like, oh, man, he understands.
Yeah. Because
he understood that my wife was trying to comfort him, distract him, help him not to be afraid.
Mm-hmm.
And he's like, thank you for offering me that, but I knew that God was going to protect us. That's it. That's, like, important to me as a father to know that my son has confidence in the Lord. And we want to instill confidence in him, but when he exerts it on his own and says, no, I don't want the gum, God's going to protect us. Like, I don't need gum to comfort me. Yeah. God is my comfort.
Yeah, that's real
for
deep
stuff. For a four-year-old?
Stuff. Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Like, just for future reference, I do like juicy fruit.
Just for future reference, I'm not into double mint.
Those things only last like 5 seconds.
That's old people
for future reference, I prefer Big Chew.
Big League Chew, yeah.
Yeah, Big League Chew. Yeah, that's what it's called. But they're very impressionable, you know? And where did he learn that from? I'm sure he learned it from us as parents, but how about just from people in the church?
Yeah.
Seeing everyone in their boldness, not afraid, right. not scared, just taking a stand. That's the kind of children I want to raise.
You know what's funny, though? None of us refuse food. So how did he learn that? Why would he do that? He didn't learn that from us, bro.
Yeah, comfort food, huh? That's yeah. weird. Because you never refuse comfort food. I can tell. No, I'm just kidding.
Never.
Yeah. So things like that. He's said multiple things like that. And it made me realize, like, man, he's four, but he's not like what we think a four-year-old's mind is.
Yeah.
It's very mature, and it's learning. And he's learning the most right now, you know? And so, yeah, it's pretty cool. But anyways, that was a great first episode, I think.
Yeah.
Right? Brother Cody, what'd you think?
It was great. Yeah. I liked it. It was nice for us to cover the church bombing. Talk, give our side a little bit on that.
Yeah, amen. Amen to that. And so looking forward to a great Thursday service. Looking forward. You guys are going to be – whoever's watching this right now, stay on the channel because the sermon's coming up for Thursday night. And so – because this obviously is going to air on Thursday.
Yep.
And then tomorrow, which would be Friday when you're listening to this, I'm going to be at Shield of Faith Baptist Church preaching for Pastor Joe Jones. Looking forward to seeing him. He's a great friend. He's awesome. He always has really good sermon title ideas, right? Apologicians is one that stands out.
Yeah, yeah.
That's a cool one.
Quacks Anonymous.
Yeah. Yeah, he has a lot of good sermon titles. Good concepts. What's that? Quicksand Baptist. He preached at our Fundamentalist Conference. And so looking forward to being there with them in Boise, Idaho. I know a lot of their guys are fighters. They're like jiu-jitsu practitioners and stuff. So my man.
Nice.
And then Sunday's coming. And Sunday's coming. And we're going to have a great Sunday of soul winning. Actually, yeah. Saturday, going to a new soul winning area. Amen. South Central. And then Sunday, we're hitting the new areas. It's going to be great. And so... the days are very bright ahead of us. The future is very bright. It's always been bright. The path of the righteous is brighter and brighter every single day, you know? And so what were you going to say?
The lamp to our feet.
Yeah. When you're serving the Lord, it's just there's not only a silver lining, everything's silver, you know?
Yeah.
And so thank God for that. Man, I think we're going to sign off, so make sure that you subscribe to the channel, hit the like button, put a comment in the section below, and then, of course, this episode will be not only on YouTube, but it's also going to be on Spotify, and so if you want to listen to just the audio, you can go on Spotify. Of course, we'll update the website as well and put that on there if you want to see the full episodes or listen to them, and so that's pretty much it, folks. Yeah. Thank you so much for tuning in. We'll see you in the following episode. Have a great night.